Information gathered reveals that 8:45 p.m. was the last time staff of the Upper East Branch of the Ghana Education Service left their ministry block. The staff said they were at work so as to meet the deadline for submission of official documents pertaining to the current postings of teachers. Today, Sunday, was supposed to be another busy day at work, and to their dismay, some of their offices were broken into. The budget officer, Sanda Mohammed Imoru, was one of those affected.
This morning I came around 6:30 thereabout to begin my work on this promotion application. So I even sat for about 15 minutes. So I wanted to raise up the levers and noticed that at the back there was a cut on this overproof things. And when I checked in the room, I noticed that my laptop was put away. So I called the regional director and informed me about the issue.
Aside your laptop, did they take anything else?
No, apart from the laptop, they did not pick any other.
Meanwhile, the Upper East Regional PRO of the Ghana Education Service, John Bobby, whose office was also broken into, in an interview with Radio Ghana said nothing was taken from his office.
From a colleague, that's some 20, 25 minutes ago, that my office has been broken into. I got there and noticed that they had to cut open from the back to enter. They removed the louvers and put them nicely on a fence wall there. I have checked my laptop is on the table. We have a television, it's also there. There's nothing noticeably in the office that has been taken. I have certificates from school that won awards and t-shirts, they are there. All I've noticed is that my colleague's drawers are open. So I just want to call and find out from her. She should come and also check. We are sure that, you know, what has happened, it has either affected her this way or the other way.
Yeah, but yes. Do you think this has something to do with the current work that you are doing with regards to postings of teachers and stuff?
No, not really, because I don't do postings in my office. I'm PRO, I'm Chief Inspector of Schools. I'm doing it because we just need hands to work with the human resource, and I least suspect that anybody want to, because there are no documents pertaining to any limited recruitment exercise in my office. And I don't know why, even if there are forms, somebody want to come and pick them for what purpose, because we have both soft copies and hard copies which we are working with, and we have them put somewhere that, you know, the team is working with. So I don't associate it with anything that has to do with the limited recruitment exercise.
The incident has been reported to the police for investigations.